best recipe, the ones that save their day. She's compiled 125 terrific, almost sacred recipes that have been swapped with confidants or scribbled on a napkin or whispered between mother and daughter over a late-night phone call or committed to memory right on the spot. She's a national award-winning newspaper and magazine food writer with more than 30 years of experience and the former food editor of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and the Tennessean, and known to millions of fans through her Cake Mix Doctor and Dinner Doctor cookbooks. And she's known to millions of fans through her appearances on Good Morning America, Roker on the Road, QVC, and local TV stations. And good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Well, thanks so much for making time for us today here on Anything Goes.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
So tell me about your Saves the Day cookbook, 125 guaranteed to please go-to recipes. So are these easy, or do I have to like go to the grocery store and with a long list?
No, they're pretty easy. I mean, all the ingredients can be found in the grocery store, but I will bet a lot of the ingredients probably are already in your fridge or in your pantry.
Okay.
The recipes have come from people across the country. You know, as I traveled on my book tours, I would ask people, you know, what are you cooking for dinner? What's your favorite, you know, what do people ask you to make? What do your children want you to make? What's your go-to recipe? And I would write these down. I would write the story about them down, and I thought, you know, someday maybe I'll put them together in a book. And that someday is here because I amassed this just amazing collection of very eclectic and delicious recipes that are just a little bit different than you normally find in a lot of cookbooks. And that's why I love them. I mean, it's everything from comfort food like my baked chicken and rice, you know, to an easy way to sort of easy Korean chicken that you can make.
Oh.
Also, it's sort of an Indian silken chicken, a lifesaver lasagna that you actually start with a frozen lasagna.
I saw that. You cheater, you.
Cheater. And you make that homemade bechamel and the Parmesan cheese, you know, so you have that creamy lasagna just like they have in Italy, you know, and there's the story behind that one, too, which is really funny. So it's just an eclectic mix, appetizers through desserts, real life people, real life recipes.
Well, one of the things I found really interesting, of course, I saw many of the recipes that I want to try in your Saves the Day cookbook, but I love your Save the Day pantry, which I think is really good information for folks. So tell me about what we should have in our pantry in order to be a little bit more resilient when company drops by.
Right, right. Well, you know, basics are like you need some canned chicken broth. You need, you need some beef bouillon cubes or chicken broth. You need some canned tomatoes, canned beans, a good tuna that's packed in water, artichoke hearts. I like, you don't have to have them. You need some pasta sauce, some vinegars and olive oil. You know, you need a little bit of seasoning. You need some soy sauce, Worcestershire, spices. That's very personal, but at the same time, I mean, everybody uses cinnamon, bay leaves, black peppercorns, cayenne pepper. I like a seasoning salt. I love the Creole seasoning salts a lot.
What's a Creole seasoning salt, Ann?
Well, Zatarain's has one that's pretty much on every shelf, but, you know, when I go down to New Orleans and I just came back, I usually just grab Slap Yo Mama, which is one of my favorite brands.
Okay.
Seriously. You know, and there are other brands, but what they are, they're a mix of salt, pepper. They got cayenne pepper. They may have a few other seasonings. Look for the label. Look for one that doesn't have any MSG or anything like that in it. But, you sprinkle that on and it picks it right up. I also like capers, you know, and get into baking, you've got to have, you know, vanilla, you may want to have evaporated milk, things like that. And then in the fridge, I also, you know, orange juice, you need butter, you need milk, you need eggs, basics like that.
So, you know, I know that you have a very, very busy day today, so we don't have a whole lot of time with you. Tell us, some of your best tips and tricks for the kitchen.
Wow. You know, find out what you like to eat or what your family likes to eat and make that the backbone of your meals. Are you a chicken family? Are you vegetarian? Whatever. There's so many recipes in this book. If you're going to enliven a holiday meal, do an appetizer, do a side, do a dessert. Those are the three areas, I think, at pick up a meal, because you can have sort of a mainstay, a roast, a chicken, whatever, a turkey, but, you know, it's that side dish that's different, that cream spinach with jalapenos or the Brussels sprouts that have been toasted with pecans or that, the appetizer, that cheesecake you make by pouring fig preserves over it.
Ooh.
With cheese and crackers with pesto. That's fabulous, by the way. Kentucky brown sugar pie, you know, Mississippi fudge pie, just, you know, by throwing in something a little different, it kind of gets everybody's imagination going.
Wow. Well, and so, of course, we've got the holidays coming up. So, and can you tell us, because there's 125 guaranteed to please recipes in this book. So tell us what your favorite ones are that we should go right to. Marion's Fish and Potato Pie. So that sounds amazing.
Marion's Fish and Potato Pie is pretty fantastic. You know, I don't know if, I mean, it's certainly great for holiday company that's coming in. It also works as, you know, Monday to Friday weeknight meals. Mm-hmm. I love it because you can make it with frozen fish, just frozen white fish. It's very economical. But I think for company coming in also, I think it's nice to have a baked good. And so look in the bread chapter. I've got my fresh banana muffins that you make from just ripe bananas on the kitchen counter. I've got a sour cream coffee cake that's great to bake ahead for gifts or put in the freezer. And I also have a pumpkin brand that's fabulous with a lot of spice. It's got cinnamon and nutmeg and ginger and with chocolate chips in it. It's Marion's. It's also Marion's, a different spelling, a different woman. Marion's pumpkin bread with chocolate chips. Fantastic.
Wow. Well, this is not your first cookbook. And so your website, of course, is cakemixdoctor.com, right, Anne?
That's right. If people want information on this book or any of my previous books, they can go to cakemixdoctor.com.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing some of these books for Anything Goes listeners, because the phones are driving me crazy, actually, and I haven't even asked them to call.
Oh, well, great. Well, I hope everybody enjoys it. And you can go to the website also. There's some recipes that are up there. People can take a look at some of the photography and get a taste of the book ahead of time.
A taste of the book. Is that a cooking metaphor?
Oh, you know, it just comes naturally.
All right, Anne. Well, thank you so much again for making time for us. Congratulations on your new cookbook. And we look forward to trying some of the Saves the Day recipes for the holiday season. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. The phone lines have been absolutely insane. I'm assuming it's because you want this cookbook. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon in with My Little Town. And then wait until... Let's play fair.